From the Gospel of St. Luke. Jesus was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. But when the devil had gone, and the dumb man spoke, the people were amazed. And some of them said, "It is through Beelzebub, the prince of devils, that he casts out devils." Others asked him as a test for a sign from heaven. But knowing what they were thinking, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is heading for ruin, and a household divided against itself collapses. So too with Satan. If he is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? Since you assert that it is through Beelzebub that I cast out devils, now, if it is through him that I cast out devils, through whom do your own experts cast them out? Let them be your judges then. But if it is through the finger of God that I cast out devils, then know this, that the kingdom of God has overtaken you. So long as a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are undisturbed. But when someone stronger than he attacks and defeats him, the stronger man takes away all the weapons he relied on and shares out his spoil." Today is the feast of St. Louis Bertrand. St. Louis was a 16th century friar who is the patron of novice masters and novitiates. He came from Valencia in Spain, and he worked on the missions in Colombia, where he, interestingly enough, learned the language of the local people and preached to them in their own languages. But Louis is not that well known. But here is a man of our order that had the spirit of Pentecost in a very special way that many of us still have. "How is it," they asked, "that each of us hears the message in his own tongue?" As Catholics, we like to highlight the oneness, the unity, the kind of the sameness of the universal church. But there is an image about our order that I like to think about any time I attend some kind of a concert with classical music. And maybe it's just a strange thing about me, but I love the sound of an orchestra when it's tuning up. It reminds me of Dominicans as they are and as the church as it could be. It starts out with a simple oboe. It sings out a single note that is clear and perfect. And then the quiet cacophony begins, as each individual instrument attunes itself to the clean white note of the oboe. There's groups of instruments, there's families and individual ones. They all take the one note, and then they all repeat it in their own particular way, and it's very beautiful. And it can be as different as the different shades of white that you'll get in a line of Dominican habits. We range from brilliant white to some fellas almost in musty yellow, but we're all singing the same note. Some of us are right wing, whatever that means, and others are left. Some of us like to give orders, others like to take them. Some are academic, some more popular. We like to be different from each other, and we can be different from each other, as long as we still have that harmony. And the Spirit speaks through us, each in our own tongue. I wonder, is that the reason that Louis Bertrand is really the patron saint of novice masters? After all, isn't it really in encouraging the individual skills and languages and everything of every talent of every brother and sister, of every member of our family? It's the charism of our order to keep them all intact, and that's the hope of the church. Together, may we echo that clear and simple note in a harmony found under our joyful cacophony. May Louis Bertrand's example inspire us always to be messengers of the gospel. It's nicer to be part of a great orchestra than just a member of a bland army of fiddlers. Amen.